Chapter 7. At Jack's Pizza. Jack's Pizza was full of Thornhill High students. All the tables were occupied, and people were also standing, eating pizza, and shouting above the loud music. Andrea, Melanie, Jamie, Stephen, Zach and Elaine were sitting very close together at a small table. They spoke very loudly so they could hear each other above the music.
"Jamie," said Andrea, "maybe you should talk to Jack now about the karaoke evening. If we're going to have it soon, we'll have to start preparing it immediately."
"Come on, Andrea," Jamie exclaimed.
"Stop thinking about the newspaper. Listen to the music and try to have some fun."
Andrea felt offended.
"The newspaper is fun," she said. "And Jamie, the students don't care about the supernatural, but they think anything's more fun than studying from textbooks."
Jamie smiled patiently at Andrea.
"I don't agree with you," he said calmly. "There were many students in the lesson who were interested in the supernatural side of rocks. And don't worry about the karaoke evening. I'll talk to Jack soon."
Suddenly, Elaine's boyfriend Nicky appeared behind Elaine's chair.
"Nicky, where have you been?"
she asked, turning to him.
"You should have been here half an hour ago."
Andrea was jealous of Elaine. Nicky liked all of Elaine's friends and often joined them. Nicky wasn't like Tom. Nicky didn't decide not to like someone before he knew them.
"I was at the clinic," said Nicky. "The doctor was examining my leg. I hurt it during football practice, and it's very painful now. If it feels like this tomorrow, I won't be able to play in the football match without taking medication, and I don't like taking medication."
"Hi, Nicky. I'm Jamie," said Jamie. "I don't like taking medication either. I've got something different you can try. It's a way to heal yourself. You sit in a quiet place and think about the part of your body that hurts. Close your eyes and concentrate. The healing energy will go through your body to the part that hurts."
Andrea wanted to laugh. She looked around the table and she was shocked. She expected all her friends to think it was funny, but they all looked interested.
"Okay, I'll try anything," said Nicky. "Thanks, Jamie. Now I must find a quiet place, which certainly isn't Jack's Pizza. See you later, Elaine," he said, giving her a kiss, and left.
Andrea was horrified. She had heard that rocks could heal, and she had heard of the zodiac signs and horoscopes. But healing yourself with energy was completely new to her. Andrea began to think that Tom was right. Jamie was crazy.
"Jamie, did you talk to Mrs. Parker today?"
she asked to change the subject.
"You have to go into the classrooms and talk about the newspaper, so you need her permission."
"I've already spoken to her," said Jamie.
"I'm going tomorrow during lessons 2 and 3.
"That's the maths lesson,"
Andrea said.
"Maths is hard. Do you really want to miss a lesson?"
"It's okay," said Jamie. "I'm good at maths, and I've already finished school, so it's not important if I miss a lesson."
And Jamie was okay. He understood all the maths, even though he had missed a lesson. He seemed to understand all the lessons in all the subjects. He usually sat at the back of the class, listening attentively to the teacher. He never took notes and rarely opened his books. Sometimes he even asked questions, making the teachers think hard so they could give him good answers. The next week, many of the younger students came to the newsroom after school. They wanted to participate in the projects that Jamie had talked about in their classrooms. Jamie talked and laughed with the students in the newsroom, and they all liked him very much. They liked the long hair and the Canadian accent, thought Andrea, but she could see that Jamie was open, calm, and friendly to everyone. She was jealous that he was becoming popular so quickly. And one other thing about Jamie was okay. Elaine's boyfriend Nicky had played in the football match after all. The pain in his leg had disappeared. Jamie's healing method had obviously helped.